Well, the first week of the year is all but over. As you step into the second, the third, the fourth week, what's your plan? And even more importantly, what do you think that God's plan is for your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, that's an interesting question. We can be so preoccupied with our own hopes and dreams that it doesn't even cross our minds that God has hopes and dreams for our lives too. What parent doesn't? So having called you into his loving arms, having forgiven you through the death of Jesus on that cross, having gifted you a new and eternal life through his resurrection from that empty tomb, what hopes, what dreams, what plans do you think that God has for you? Writes the Apostle Paul to his friends in Philippi, Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, I'm sure that the good work that God began in you will continue until he completes it on the day when Jesus Christ comes again. I wonder whether tucked away in that one verse, we don't discover God's plan for your life. He has indeed begun a good work in you by calling you to himself through your faith in Jesus, by washing you clean of your sin, by filling you with his Holy Spirit, his very presence dwelling in you. And his plan to complete that amazing work, to continue to refine you, to grow you, to draw you closer still through the ups and downs that he's planned for your life, to complete his good and mighty work in you until you rejoice in his very presence for all eternity. So don't be distracted. Keep your eyes on his endgame. That's God's word, fresh for you today. All along, God planned for you, yes, you, to live in victory. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.